call the Sussex County Council meeting February 14th, 2012 to order. Approval of the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. President. Thank you. I would like to recommend removing from executive session job applicants' qualifications and pending potential litigation, which leaves personnel and land acquisition.
Okay. Entertaining motion from council to approve the agenda as amended. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Do we have any minutes? Did we?
I'm sorry, January
31.
All right, you're right, we did. We had January 31st. Any questions or corrections on the minutes January 31st? Hearing none, they stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. First is a letter from Delaware Storm Fast Pitch Softball. Dear Sussex County Council, the Delaware Storm Softball team wishes to thank you for your generous donation you offered on January 17th, 2012 to help with expenses for the upcoming season, signed by the coaching staff, which include Jeff Shockley, Mitch Bramble, Brad Black, and Craig Brock. Next is Families in Crisis Conference. Dear Ms. Webb, on behalf of the Families in Crisis Conference Planning Committee, I would like to thank you for the generous human service grant of $500 for our May 4th, 2012 conference. Those are the only letters, Mr. President.
Anyone council any correspondence? Mr. Lawson, County Administrator.
Yes, thank you. First item is the County Council schedule. I wanted to bring to the attention of the council for their consideration postponing next week's meeting due to our light schedule. At this time, a week out, we have no items before the council for your consideration. So if you would like to entertain not convening next Tuesday, I wanted to bring that to your attention.
Would a better word, instead of postponing, cancel?
Cancellation.
Okay, I'll make that motion then. I'm always for canceling meetings.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, now, why don't we have, are you doing such a great job taking care of everything?
There you go.
For us, and for which we must thank you then.
Good man.
Thank
a
you.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to cancel the scheduled meeting of February 21st of council. Any questions on the motion?
Okay.
Mr. Wilson, you got a question? Take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Second item of business is the administrator's report. Only two items today. Number one, Sussex County Emergency Operations Center call statistics. The Sussex County EOC Fire and Ambulance Call Board call statistics for 2012 are attached. January 2012 are attached. The call center handled 14,083 total calls, of which 8,049 were 911 calls. Item number two, the Sussex County Emergency Medical Services Awards. On January 10, 2012, four Sussex County paramedics were honored by the Nanticoke Rotary Club of Seaford during their annual service awards held at the Heritage Shores at Bridgeville. Paramedics Donna Rash, Bonnie O'Beer, Cliff Nijden, and Paul Stillman were honored. Each recipient was nominated by their respective supervisors and voted on by their shift. Congratulations to this year's recipients, and thank you to the Rotary Club for your continued support.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Godwin, discussion of 111 East Pine Street.
Mr. President, members of council, I'm sure you remember on January 3rd of this year, council gave the administrator and staff direction to follow through with a demolition permit for property at 115 East Pine Street. That structure was removed from that property on the 26th of January, as you had ordered. Our original plan has been for some time to expand county employee parking on Pine Street on two properties that we purchased some 7 years ago, 115, which has been removed now, and 111, the property next to that, which will then make those two lots adjoining to our current parking lot. Tomorrow evening, Georgetown Planning Commission will meet and consider a request from us. I wanted to get a motion from you that we proceed with pursuing a demolition permit from the town for the structures on property 111 East Pine Street. The house there that would be raised was built in the mid-1800s and purchased by us in March of 2005 with intentions of doing just this, removing the structure to expand our parking lot. So,
you have a motion, sir?
I do have a motion. Be it moved that Sussex County Council direct the county administrator and staff to pursue permission from the town of Georgetown to remove all buildings from Sussex County property at 111 East Pine Street and develop plans with cost estimates to expand county parking facilities on this property and the adjoining property of 115 East Pine Street.
Entertain that motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
Are we going to salvage any of the old, like old fireplaces or whatever is in there?
We've been through both. Well, we went through the other one first. There are no salvageable assets left in this building. As a matter of fact, this house had a test fire done in it by the local fire department in 06. So the inside of the building has been charred already. But there are no mantles or nice banisters. All that stuff was taken out back when we purchased it.
Thank you.
No question, Mr. Godwin. I will take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you,
sir.
Very much.
Sure. Mrs. Webb, grant requests.
One grant today. Change in Fates, Equine Rescue of Delaware.
Didn't this used to be whimsical?
It used to be the Whimsical Equine Rescue.
Okay.
Are out of Laurel.
Right. Have we given them past grants?
We did the Whimsical, 200 each for a total of $1,000, and they rehabilitate horses that are often used for disabled children to do the horse therapy.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure this is a case for this one, but they do rescue the horses and rehabilitate.
Okay.
Who's the rescue them from?
That are left. That owners move, if the people can't feed their horses, and there's a variety of
mountain
reasons
lions.
A horse could be abandoned. Huh?
He said mountain lions. That's what I was wondering.
Mountain lions. They like to.
That's most, not. Most
they prey on horses.
Anyone can make a motion?
I'll make that motion, Mr. President.
And that motion would
second.
Be?
To donate. How much?
$200
each? Is that in each?
No, it was two.
That was the last time.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it is sad when we see a horse not being taken care of, and this outfit does a good job.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000 to Changing Fates Equine Rescue of Delaware, rehabilitation of horses. It'll be $200 for each council member district. Any question on the motion?
Is this a 501?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
They even had their name changed, reworked, and I made sure they had their nonprofit for their name change.
We'll take your vote,
Mrs.
Deaver.
By you, huh? Okay. Wow. Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance introduction. Mr. Moore.
Yes. The first is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR RPC general residential district. Residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 154.90 acres, more or less. And that's on behalf of Captain's Way Development, LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduced it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the second is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a B1 neighborhood business district and an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 6.954 acres, more or less, on behalf of Weller's Utility Trailers.
Oh, yes, I'll introduce that.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Deaver introduces that.
And the last is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.61 acres, more or less, filed on behalf of William F. Godwin, Jr.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduced it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Okay. In addition, this brought before council, Mr. Guy. Nobody signed up. Okay.
We'll
entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson. I vote yes. Motion carried. We'll now go to executive session.
That's efficiency.